with worship by Fused Worship. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Circumstances come to try and prevent your harvest. Understand that to be the case. That is the case. Some of these seeds that are sown that bring forth these weeds, they are doubt. There's procrastination. Stay with me. Inferiority complexes, stigmas, confusion, bills, laziness. You know, the list goes on and on. You can probably make a list yourself of things that come against you when it's time to reap harvest. These seeds that an enemy sows through your flesh. You see, remember, the flesh is the carnal nature, or in Genesis, the nature of dust, the nature that's blown all about. You know, dust is blown all about, but it's the nature through which the enemy dines. That's the nature through which he comes. If he can't come through the flesh, he can't get to you, because in the spirit, we are raised up and seated with Christ. So he has to come through the flesh. Are y'all with me? And Paul spoke about it. He said, in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. In other words, this is where I get in bondage. This is where the devil confronts me. This is where the devil imprisons me, through the flesh. But he said, thanks be to God. Through Jesus, he has delivered me. But it's due to your walking in the Spirit and being a person of the Spirit, because God is the Father of spirits. That's where God works. He's not working in your flesh. Flesh will be there. You got to understand grace as well. You can slip. Get back up. God doesn't hold you and condemn you and beat you down and demand penance. No, get up. God knows the battles that you have to fight. God knows the struggle. He knows the temptations. He knows the things that so easily beset us, snare us, mindsets of the flesh. When you can identify it, repent. Repent quickly. Let him cleanse you. Start operating again in the spirit. You will miss the mark. It's inevitable. Only one person ever walked this earth that didn't miss the mark, and that was Jesus himself. But we have an advocate. We have a helper. He's there to pick you up, get you back on straight street, get you back into the spirit realm where your Father is working. In spite of all these things that come up in the midst of your harvest, tell somebody, you got to push. When a woman with child is in labor and she's tired from that labor, y'all moms know she's tired. She say, I'm tired. And the nurse, the doctor say, no, you're too close now. You can't stop now. You got to push. Come on, tell somebody, you got to push now. Do whatever you have to do to get back into that spirit dimension. And get back to pushing. Kick yourself. Slap yourself. Throw some cold water on you. Whatever you got to do, get back in there and get the pushing. don't stop now your harvest. Because all this stuff is coming at you. Don't stop now. That's an indication that that's come up, but your seed has come up too. Oh, hallelujah. Enemy wants you to settle for less. If you can get beyond this point, you will see the results of your harvest. If you will stay the course, if you will not stop meditating in the word day and night, if you will not stop speaking the word, no matter how the pressure comes, no matter what the circumstances become, because see, that's all flesh. In the spirit, as you speak the word, you know in the spirit that something is expanding, that something is developing. You don't even get down like you used to get down. I know that's the truth. You got that word in your mouth. What used to get you down doesn't get you down now. Or if it does get you down, you recover from it real quick. What would have taken you 3 days? It don't take you 3 days to recover. Now you get right back up in that saddle and say, the devil is a lie. Wait a minute. Hello? Why? Something is developing and expanding. It's developing on the inside. But after a while, it's going to manifest on the outside. You're going to see what you've been saying. You're going to see what you've been decreeing. You will see it. It will come to pass. God's word cannot fail. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of his word fail. One thing about God, he cannot fail. He cannot lie. It's got to come to pass. Finally, in Philippians chapter 3, tell somebody, I got to push. I got to push forward. I got to push forward. Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody, I'm pressing forward. Come on, tell them, I'm pushing forward. Now, the word press there, it means pushing. Look at this. Straining of all that is within you. Straining. You can't be casual. You've been in labor 10 hours and the baby's crowning. He's ready to come. You can't be casual now. I don't care if it has been 10 hours. You got to push. All right? Pushing. Straining of all that is within us. If the enemy can get you to stop at this point, you'll never know what God had in store. Here's where we have to exercise the force of our faith. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what I've heard. I don't care what my eyes are seeing. At this point, my spirit has gotten too big. Amen. Something is expanded there, and it's got to come out. It's got to manifest. It's got to break forth. It's got to move out into this realm. Faith. When you get back in that dimension, it will give you the energy. And you'll sense creativity working. You know, that didn't work or that door was closed. There's another way. There's another blessing. There is something else here because this thing has gotten so big on the inside that it's influencing. See, if that door did close, it's because God allowed it to close. Said, no, I got something better. There's something bigger. And then faith is alive. Faith is going to find that. It's going to find the purpose and the plan of God, which is exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think anyway. So faith gives us the energy to search. Hang your faith on God's word, and it will liberate you completely. The faith crises from the inside out, but understand what's in between. And don't be deceived. Don't be discouraged. It's not a walk in the park. Faith doesn't make it easy. It makes it possible. The Lord will prepare your table in the presence of your enemy with all their evil looks and innuendos and all the stuff they do to try to distract you and harm you. God said, I'll prepare your table right there while they're doing their evil. I'm preparing your table. I'll make you lie down in the green pastures beside the still waters. You'll be at peace. They'll be wanting to gnash on you with their teeth, but I'm gonna prepare your table there. So don't you get distracted by what you see. Be driven by what you know is going on in your spirit, because the kingdom's like leaven. It causes everything it comes in contact with to expand. Your enemy come out against you one way, I'm gonna make you so big on the inside, they're not gonna flee one way. They're gonna flee seven different ways. God will make you so big on the inside that your enemy, when they see it, they will be terrified. They'll be afraid to come into your presence. Remember, God is the Father of spirits. He's the Father of your spirit. Listen to your spirit, man. Listen to him. That's where God is working. Let the word, the seed, be sown there and take root there. And then stay with it. Guard it. Keep it watered. Keep watering it. The word is seed and water. When you put the seed in there, keep it watered. Don't let it go. Don't let it go dry. Keep it watered. After a while, it's going to expand. It's going to develop. It's going to become bigger than you. Bigger than life. That's how we're going to change atmospheres, take territories, be owners and not borrowers or lenders. I mean, not borrowers, but lenders, owners and not renters. Hello. But it's from the inside out. Amen. Stand on your feet a moment. It's not from the outside in. You have a DNA to dominate. Your DNA, your makeup, your genetics. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, dominate. But it's from the inside. Father, we pray tonight that our spirit man that is impregnated with your word, wherever we are in the process, that each of us will bring your word full term to harvest, and that we'll not be distracted by the enemy trying to sow in our field through the flesh. We curse the work of the flesh. We curse that fruit, that plant. We curse it at the very root in Jesus' name. Whether it be religious or just downright evil, we curse it. And we decree that it bear no fruit, but that your word have free course, that it continue to develop and expand over the whole scope of our life. And ministry, our cities, our counties, our territories, and the nations of this world. Wisdom is the principal thing. Give us wisdom on how to operate this from the promise to the blessing, from the sowing to the reaping, from seed time to harvest. Let this be our portion. Every day, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue, in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.